ENF.
Hey, EMH Mobile.
KF8 ENF Mobile.
KF8 FBO radio check.
Hi, you're making the repeater just fine. W8REJ.
89NN Mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, W8REJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Down here just helping out with the laundry. Dale will allow me to do the towels. Towels and sheets, that's all I get to do.
Roger, that seems pretty harmless. So I'm just heading out to get the mail and heading up to McDonald's to get some lunch.
Well, I'll say a prayer for you there when you get to McDonald's. Or as I like to call it, McCrap.
Yeah, one fine dining restaurant alternative, I guess.
Yep, there you go. That's it. So anyway, we're not doing an awful lot today. Dale is going to Fresh Winds. I'm taking her over there at 3 o'clock. They have a program that she and one of her lady friends are going to watch, and her friend's going to bring her home. So there you go. Other than that, getting ready for next week. We got tomorrow we have a potluck at church, 12:30, and they're going to have turkey and dressing and all kinds of good stuff. So we're going to take some veggies, I think. And then Thanksgiving Day at church is at 2, and they're going to have the same thing, real turkey. Dale's making one of the turkeys. And they got a spiral ham, and Dale's also making her world-famous patented baked beans.
Wow, very good. Sounds like that's a food-laden church for sure. That all sounds very good.
Yep, it's a good feed. And was it tomorrow, or I'm sorry, the 26th, I think they're going to have turkey at the gathering place as well. I'm kind of a turkey freak. I love fresh turkey when it comes out of the oven. Yum. And I get my fill of it for 3 or 4 days in November. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was surprised. We got a turkey at Costco, and frozen, and it was 99 cents a pound. That's, definitely can't buy a hamburger for that.
Yeah, Dale picked up a butterball at Shop and Save, or what is it now? Not Shop and Save, but I want to call it Farmer. What the heck is it? It's been so many things since we've lived here. Anyway, it was $1 a pound, so yeah, it's a good buy on turkeys, and butterballs are a good turkey too, so there you go.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, I'm coming up on the post office, so I'm going to have to let you go. The repeater, night before last, had some of that feedback noise, but then yesterday it seemed like it was okay, and seems like it's okay today. So, anyway, that's about all I know. AB9NN, thanks for the ride-along.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I'm going to stop and get the mail after I drop her off this afternoon, so... Other than that, take care. God bless. If I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, have a good turkey day. AB9NN, W8REG, I'm clear.
KD8IWS Mobile.
KD8IWS, I guess that was it. W8REG.
W8REJ, yes, Kurt. I'm just going through Flint. I was kind of curious as to what repeater you're going through.
We're using a Crystal Mountain repeater in Benzie County, and I believe what you're hitting is a link. They linked a bunch of them together up here.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We've got a cabin about 20 minutes south of Boyne. So I'll be curious to know if I can hit one of the repeaters up in that area. That'll be interesting to find out, but you're doing very well through the repeater system here going through Flint.
Okay, very good. Which way are you headed?
I'm northbound I-75, just north of Flint, headed towards Frankenmuth, actually. And just for going to drop a car off, pick my wife up at the dealership, going to get a little work done on the car. So I was just scanning the bands, and once I got just south of Flint, I got really good reception on the WACMN link system, which they have a repeater in Flint. It's 144. I don't know, 145, 190 maybe. But I had listened along with the other gentleman there and thought it was a very good signal, thought I'd give it a try.
Well, it's a shame you're stopping in, Frankfurt. Frankenmuth. I live by Frankfurt. I was going to say you could grab some chicken and buttered noodles there and tie the bucket to a rock and heave it through my front window for room service.
For sure. Yeah, I'm familiar with the Crystal Mountain area. I used to ski Crystal Mountain when I was a young lad back in the day. And I had friends that lived up in that area as well. So, yeah, we like it up in that area. We kind of hang around west of Gaylord, Torch Lake area, Charlevoix area, and we try to get up as often as we can, but we've been pretty busy lately. And of course, coming into Thanksgiving week, nothing's changed. We're still busy. How long have you been in the Frankfurt area, Crystal Mountain area?
Alrighty. Well, I live in beautiful downtown Beulah, and we have been here almost 40 years. I'm from Alpena originally, and my wife is from the Coldwater area downstate.
Yep, familiar with both. We go to Windshuler's down in Marshall, I don't know, 2-3 times a year. And then I had friends that, actually there was a Dr. Coop that used to live in Frankfurt, and knew that family very well, and was very good friends with one of his sons. So, really interesting. When I'm at the cabin south of Boyne, I normally go through the Traverse City repeater. But, hopefully this link system will be effective from the cabin. KD8, IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Okay, W8REJ, and I'm stationary in my basement, so there you go. But, we're getting ready for Turkey Day here, too. We have a potluck Turkey Day tomorrow at church, and then on Thanksgiving we also have another full-blown turkey meal at 2 in the afternoon. So, yeah, we get all turkeyed up here, so. But, it's been a fairly weird November. It's just, it was so warm. It was up in the high 50s, and then the next day the high was 32. So it's been kind of a strange season up here.
Yes, last year, it seems like in October, we got like 17 or 18 inches of snow at the cabin. And I keep a pretty close eye on it, even though I'm downstate. I think we've only got a dusting. We got maybe 2-3 inches one weekend. I think it came in on a Sunday. And within a couple of days, it was gone. And I don't think I've seen much of any other snow since then. So, yes, very unusual. I've got a plow truck sitting up there just waiting to plow snow, but at least in our area, we don't have any. We're just off 131, 20 minutes south of Boyne. By the way, curse the name here. You probably said your name. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, the name is Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo. And, yeah, you asked her how long we've been up here. I retired from a company in Traverse City called Kendall Electric, and they're all over the state and down into Indiana now. So, but I worked for them for 32 years, and I retired from the branch up in Traverse City because we lived up here. We wanted to get back north, and I wanted to go back over to the Alpena, to the east side, but the Sunrise side. But there just wasn't an opportunity to stay over there, so we came over here, and a friend had this house. His wife wanted to sell it, so we bought it, and we've been here ever since.
Well, you certainly picked a very nice area. Yep, no complaints on that. So, what did you manufacture at the company you worked for?
We didn't manufacture. We sold the material to electricians and the companies. What I did is myself and a friend in the department, we sold machine automation upgrade stuff, and we had all kinds of stuff. A guy'd bring in a machine plan of what he wanted to do, and we'd go out for him and sell him the material. And then if he needed help, we had technicians available that could go out and help him with their needs. But yeah, if it was anything that had to do with machine upgrades or automation, we did it.
Oh, very good. Yep, sounds like an interesting business. And yeah, you're solving everyone's problems, and you try to make them into wins, for sure. Well, I'm not too far from my exit, so I'm going to get focused so I don't miss it. But good talking with you, Rob. Maybe we'll catch you again, hopefully, when I get up to the cabin in another week or so. I'll get on the air and see if we can't see if this link system can be accessed by my radio up there. So, you have a good remainder of the day. Have a great turkey day tomorrow at church, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. 73 Rod, nice talking with you. This is KD8IWS Mobile, northbound I-75. I'm clear. 73.
Okay, very good. Well, safe travels to you and your family there, your wife. She's going to be with you later, you said. So we'll say 73, and God bless you. Have a great rest of your week here. Actually, we'll say next week. Have a great week next week, because this one's almost over. So take care. W8REJ, I am clear.
Hey, that's 8 SEO. Can you hear me okay? That's not my location.
There's a station in there. I had to turn my volume way up to hear you. You're talking really quiet into the mic, or you're really far away from it. It's hard to hear you. You got a good signal. You're just really quiet.
Apologies for that. I'm hoping this sounds a little bit better. This is my first live transmission. I just got my call sign this morning.
Oh, good deal. I didn't catch your call sign. Call sign here is November 8th. Delta Mike Hotel. Name is Drake, and I'm in Traverse City. Over.
Zach, call sign is KF8FEO, and I am just east of the top.
Oh, good deal. KF8S, is it SBO or SCO, SVO? What are the...
SVO.
You're keying up on top of me. Wait for the, when you go to key up, wait for the beep. Then I'll hear you. Because if I'm transmitting and then you start transmitting while I'm transmitting, I won't be able to hear you.
Apologies for that. That is SCO. SVO, Foxtrot, Bravo, Oscar.
Oh, FBO. Okay, got it. And I think you said your name was Zach?
That is correct. I am kind of out in the boonies here, and I think I'm 6 miles by line of sight to the nearest repeater, and I am on a Baofeng DB5R, hoping to upgrade soon.
You're doing a pretty good job. The repeater is off of Krause Road, if you know where that's at, just 5 miles southeast of Kvasky. And, yeah, you're doing really good. You sound great. Your signal sounds good. You're still a little quiet, but that's just how those Baofengs are. But, yeah, you're doing a good job, especially for your first contact. Good job, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I am going to hop off now and take care of some venison I just picked up. You have a good day.
Oh, nice, man. And I've got some venison here in the freezer I'm probably going to cook up this evening, so I love that stuff. Enjoy it, have fun on the air, and hopefully we'll hear you again soon. 73-KF8-FBO, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel in Traverse City.
KF8-ENF, I'm mobile, and just heard your first contact there, Zach. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, man, and things will get a little bit easier, and it sounds like you said you're going to upgrade your gear. I started out with the same little Baofeng HT myself, and it's grown into a little bit more of an obsession. So we'll hear you on the air another time. KF8-ENF in Harbor Springs.
Well, it's good to hear that Bentley's moving around this afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Drake. Came out of deer camp just a short while ago, heading back home to settle in for the evening. And I got to be down in your neck of the woods bright and early tomorrow morning and pick my daughter up from the airport.
Oh, how exciting. Well, I guess it's not really exciting. This town is not exactly exciting, but, you know, it's a town.
Hey, it's exciting. I'm going to get to see my girl. She hasn't been home in over a month now that she's living in the furthest state south that she can go. So, yeah, it's going to be a good week having her home.
Good deal, man. That's awesome. Good stuff. So, I'm just chilling here at the house right now. I did some errands earlier. I got to run some more later. Like, go get my one new snow tire that I that took way too long to get here. So, anyway, fun stuff. Wish the weekend was gonna be a little longer.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I've been off all week, and back to the grind on Monday, so that should be fun. But hey, I'm at my destination, so I'm going to run. Good catching you on the air again, and we'll see you down the wire, KF8, ENF.
Yeah, catch you later, Bentley. 73, N8, DMH.
AB99N, mobile monitoring.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, or afternoon, or whatever it is. Yeah, I guess it's afternoon now. Just got past 12 as I was running my errands today. John and Bira, just out running some errands. How's your afternoon going?
We'll call it early afternoon. Oh, we're not doing too bad. Got some lunch here at the computer desk and doing various computer things and whatnot. So, kind of chilling out. Had a pretty busy week, and just waiting for the laundry machine to, you know, do its laundry machine thing, and I fixed the car yesterday, so. The trip on my way back from Crystal Mountain on last Saturday, the alternator in the vehicle went out, and that was a fun time.
Oh, that's always enjoyable. Well, glad that you got it fixed and heard that you got your snow tire all set, so should be set for the snow coming in on, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday time frame. We've got some snow coming. So looks like that'll be the start of our winter, I'm guessing.
Yep, and then the next step after that is take the skis, get them waxed, and get the edges done, and hit the slopes.
Well, I hope you get enough snow to ski on, but not enough snow that I have to shovel. How about that?
I'm with you on that one.
Well, I tell you what, just destinated in my home to KTH, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the ride along. Good to hear you in there, and good to hear the activity on the repeater, and good to hear a new ham in there as well. So with that, 89, and then mobile, I'll be clearing your final. Have a great day.
Yep, catch you later, John. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and the rest of your weekend, for that matter. And 8 DMH, Traverse City.
AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
And ATMH mobile.
K9TAY.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you going?
Hey, doing well. Name here's Taylor. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're just swell. 40 degrees in Traverse City, and, the sun was out, but now it's not. So, I guess now it's sad.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to get really cold here, I think later next week. So, you said you're in, are you in Traverse City, or where about in the area are you?
Yep, Traverse City, Michigan. It's a great place or an awful... And I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back. N8DMH. Okay, and we're back. N8DMH, mobile.
Yep, K9TAY, Taylor here. So you're mobile. Yeah, I'm up on... I'm in Thompsonville, I think right by this repeater. So I'm at Crystal Mountain.
Oh, good deal. I'm on the 14726 in Traverse City. So, you're talking out a whole bunch of other machines at the same time.
Gotcha, okay. I didn't know if this repeater was linked or not. I was monitoring earlier this week and a couple weeks ago, and the repeater was making a really loud noise, and it was offline for a bit. So, I don't know. Do you know anything about that by chance?
Yeah, we got a weird intermittent issue. It's some weird intermod that comes and goes. The transmit frequency somehow lands on the receive frequency, causing the repeater to hang itself open. And it doesn't do it all the time, it just does it sometimes. And I thought it was a tuning issue. Made some adjustments, and it's still doing it, but not as often. So it fixed itself temporarily, Something, it's weird.
Gotcha, okay. I think there's another station in there. Was it W8RAJ?
Another station. If you're in there, go ahead.
Yeah, not sure. Okay. Thought I heard somebody there. Maybe not. So you said you made some tuning. So were you, have you been out here recently, or is that just been something that you heard? I'm not really quite sure who owns this repeater out here.
It's owned by the county, Benzie County. I've been helping. I helped them bring it up on the link system, and it's had this issue in the past about a year ago. Since we put the new hardware in, it's doing it again. But I have some ideas to fix it. Some other ideas. What's that? Well, the repeater outputs a PL, and it receives the PL of 114.8, and when you have intermod that, is basically mirroring the output of the repeater, it's
something's mixing, causing the output of the repeater to land on the input frequency, and it has that same PL. When that happens, the receiver is hearing that PL, plus it's opening the squelch, and it's like, hey, look, there's a valid signal here. And it just keeps thinking it's a valid signal, and it feedbacks into itself, and it's just a great old time.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. This is like a vacation home for my family. So I mainly live in Chicago, and the repeater that we have there, I'm part of the Chicago FM Club, and our repeater has that same kind of weird inner mod, and it only happens every once in a while, and it's on the VHF machine, sometimes on our UHF machine, and it's just kind of odd. So anyway, I think there was another station that just said comment before you transmit. Is that other station there?
Yeah, good afternoon. W8REG Mobile here.
Well, go ahead, sir. This is K9TAY Taylor, and you also have, I think, Drake on the line here as well.
Okay, yeah, this is Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo, and I live in beautiful downtown Beulah, and just dropped my wife off at church, and yeah, I'll agree with you on the intermod problem and whatever it is. It's there sporadically, but KVA, SVJ says that they're trying to figure out a fix for it, so that's...
Okay. Be kind of cool if there, you know, we wouldn't have that issue. Yeah, I'd like to get with, because I'm out here, I don't know, once or twice a month, and I kind of like to get to know whoever owns it and kind of have like a tour of the site and all that. Well, I'm friends with the owner of the resort here at Crystal Mountain, and he's a ham, by the way. And I know we have the VHF, this machine up, and I'm curious if there's any opportunity to put, like, a UHF machine up. So I'm just curious to know who to talk to.
Well, what I can tell you is that the county wrestled that site away from us, and they now own it. And the repeater itself, the equipment, is owned by Bob. KB8FCJ, and he goes up there quite a bit to work on it when there is a problem. And also, it is a county repeater. Now, whether or not you can put HF units up there, I don't know. That's out of my bailiwick. But I will tell you that the room... actually, the little building that we built and put up there is, I don't know that it would be big enough for another repeater in there. But, like I said, it's been a few years since I've been up there. And one of the things you'll find is once the snow starts flying, nobody gets up there.
Over to you, Rick.
I've got a sign here, guys. I'm getting into some pretty heavy traffic, and I'm just about to pull up to my destination. In ATMH Mobile.
Take care, Drake.
I-73 to you. Appreciate you reaching out, Drake. I'll get you next time. But, yeah, I mean, it would be kind of cool to do some. I mean, I'm up here, like I said, a couple times a month and kind of just been tinkering around here in the shack. I just set up an HF antenna a few weeks ago, and... you know, the VHF, UHF aspect of the hobby, been playing around with that some, you know, and especially with this repeater, it's been super nice. But I don't think this repeater in and of itself is linked, or, like, could you get onto it via All-Star or any of those things, or no? Drake just said that he linked it somehow, or he's connected in a different way, so I didn't know how all that works.
Well, I talked to a guy over by Flint this morning on this repeater, so it's got to be linked somehow, somewhere, but I really can't tell you that. Like I said, Bob was able to answer your questions. However, if you're going to be in the area the last Saturday of each month, and I think it's the 29th this month we will have the Barf Breakfast. It's Benzie Amateur Radio Friends, and it's at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 o'clock. So if you're in the area, come on by.
Yeah, the repeaters are linked there, so you're on Thompsonville, but you're also on the Northern Michigan hub right now. You are linked around many places around Northern Lower and also down here in Flint.
Okay, well, there's your answer, I guess. W8REJ.
Gotcha, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Do you know with the linking, because I primarily live in Chicago and I'm just up here a couple times a month, is this system accessible via the internet or do you have to be actually on a repeater to access the system?
No, the app repeat hub is 583410, so 583410 is the hub, the app repeat node number.
All right, I will try that out and program that into my All-Star stuff in Chicago. Yeah, I, for my club, the Chicago FM Club, I provide the All-Star access to three of our machines. I'm hosting a lot of All-Star nodes at my house that kind of connects those repeaters together. So that's cool. So 583410. Appreciate that.
Okay, guys, W8REJ, I'm out of here. I got to do some shopping here, so I'll be pulling in there in just a minute. So 7-3, God bless, and have a great next week.
All right, well, appreciate that. Can you give me Bob's call sign one more time?
Yeah, KB8SCJ, and it'll ID on the repeater.
Roger that. Okay, yeah, I think I chatted with him. It had to have been over a year ago when they switched over to this repeater from, I think it was the prior machine. So, all right, well, I appreciate that. 73 is to you, K9TAY.
All right, W8.